And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the superintendent of the Chino Valley Unified School District, John Scholl.
Welcome to KQ&A's Talk the Town. We have a show today focusing on Chino Valley. The school district's going to give some of its time over to Mayor Daryl Croft to talk about what's going on in the town. We then have an update on what we're doing to feed the kids in Chino Valley School District. And then lastly, a little bit about what's going to happen with instruction starting next week in the district. And so please stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is KQ&A's Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and as always, on the net at kqna.com.
Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the premier heating, cooling, and plumbing contractor in Yavapai County, is now hiring. If college is not for you, if you've been thinking about a job or career change, or just interested in beginning to earn now, buy that car or begin saving for whatever you have your sights set on. Come into a trade with high-paying prospects. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, your trusted heating, cooling, and plumbing partner, can be trusted for exceptional on-the-job training, resulting in a rewarding, well-paid career. Call 928-567-2200 today for more information.
It's the $250,000 Zoom Ball Cash Giveaway, and it's bouncing into Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Saturdays in March and April from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., every hour, one lucky guest will have a chance to play Zoom Ball. Get six red balls and win $250,000 in cash. Start earning entries for your chance to win and zoom in every Saturday in March and April for the $250,000 Zoom Ball Cash Giveaway. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
I can't wait to get on the road again.
Spring has sprung. Lovely flowers are in bloom, and Cottonwood Area Transit is on the road again.
Bruce, CAT is here for our community all four seasons, and that's why our ridership continues to blossom.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will even spring you to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, I sense budding travels ahead for us.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Chino Valley Unified School District, John Scholl.
Welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town. This is John Scholl, superintendent of Chino Valley Schools. This first segment, we want to kind of focus on not just the school district, but the town of Chino Valley as a whole. So I'm glad to have as our first guest, Daryl Croft, the mayor of Chino Valley. Welcome, Daryl.
Thank you, John. I'd like to start out with the latest statistics coming out of the Community Health Service from the county. There are 235 COVID-19 confirmed cases in Arizona. Maricopa with the most, 139, Pima 24, Pinellas 17, Kokomo 17, Navajo 25, Apache 4, and Yavapai has 3, Graham 2, and Yuma 1. So we're lucky so far, we only have 3. Yavapai has tested 101 citizens, 84 were negative, 14 are pending. so we could possibly get a positive out of those group. These two cases are in Yavapai County, two in Sedona, and one in Prescott. At 12 noon on March 20th, the local communities held a multi-agency coordination force meeting. Our MAC, including the Verde Valley and this side in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, Dewey Hall Emergency Management, Community Health, Fire Departments, Police Departments, and the Tribes. The purpose of this was to set up an agency to exchange information and to exchange resources. If we have resources we need to share, so we can share them. So that's pretty much what's going on with the county. What we're doing here in Chino Valley, we're preparing to for the spread of CVID into our community if it happens, following recommendations of CDC and state and local health professionals. We're practicing social distancing, avoiding of large crowds, washing hands, covering your face if you sneeze or cough. This is standard within our little community. I signed an emergency declaration the other day that would enable a town to access federal funds if needed. This was done in preparation to protect the citizens of Chino Valley if CVID-19 shows up in this area. The town has limited citizen access to Liberty, the library and senior center, bars, restaurants, places where people tend to congregate. For senior citizens, meals will be delivered. For senior citizens, meal will be delivered in boxed lunches at the door of the senior center. Meals on Wheels is busy delivering meals to the shut-ins. The library has staff available to answer questions and will accept books at the drop-off. Town offices will be open for business with limited access. So you'll come up to the door and somebody will wait on you and we'll provide the services that we normally do. All public services are being provided, including police and fire district personnel. They are engaged also. So if you have a problem, an emergency, go right ahead and call 911, and police and fire are active. There will be a modified town council meeting at 6 p.m. tomorrow night at the council chambers. We are limiting citizen participation. The only action item on the agenda will be a presentation and hearing concerning home rule. The meeting will also be broadcast on cable channel 57. Please don't come to this meeting unless you want to comment on home rule. If you have any other questions or concerns, please contact the town via the usual communications method. Town council and staff holds regular meetings, and the town information officer will pass out any decisions or pending actions. If there is further decision on sheltering at home, any of those weird things will come out of the governor's office and be passed down through the county and through the town. Do not panic. Continue with your life. Listen to advice from the CDC and state and local health officials. Be careful of what you hear in social media. It's a wonderful communications tool, but it can also be a rumor mill of unfounded information. Verify before passing it on. We are a village and working together to protect the citizens of our great town of Chino Valley. Thank you.
All right. Lots of good info. They're all going to ask you a few questions. Like,
sure.
What's going on with like the road crew and stuff like that? How are they keeping busy? Are they out doing what they normally need to do? And
right now, they're out doing what they normally do. There'll probably be a reduction in crew, and we'll rotate crew through.
Okay. And so, you know, if there's issues on the road, we still have staff out there that'll take care of business.
Yes.
And what about like the rec department and those guys out there maintaining those facilities?
Yeah, they will be maintaining the facilities, but we have canceled all events.
Yeah, I did see. I think there was a notice on Facebook today about some of the aquatic. You know, it's a time of year to get ready for the pool opening, and some of that has been canceled.
We will be training the swimming folks right now.
Uh-huh.
We're hiring them, and we don't know really what to do, so we're just kind of holding off right now.
Right. And if I know that you had mentioned that the town council meeting was, you know, going to be broadcast? How would somebody is that something that's broadcast, a link on your website, or where do they go to do that?
It'll be on the WebCon website.
Okay.
And also be on Channel 57 or Cable 57.
Okay.
And we are planning in the future to rig it some other way so we can have voice contact back and forth.
Okay.
I'm not sure it'll be ready tomorrow night.
Okay.
And we don't know about the next meeting, when it'll be.
Right.
Or what we're going on. So we'll let everybody know via our website. Our website will have a lot of information
right.
on it.
I know that the Facebook page is another good source, because that's updated in real time about what's going on the at the town council meeting.
Our public information officer is usually on top of that, so in a few hours it comes out.
Oh, yeah. And then, hopefully the staff is staying pretty positive and through all this.
Yes. Well, the other side of protecting our citizens is protecting our staff. So we are rotating our staff.
Mm-hmm.
We are maintaining that social distancing with our staff.
Mm-hmm.
They are very positive.
Right. I know if it's anything like the school district, things still have to operate. It's not like the town is closed.
No, it is not closed. We still have obligations.
Right.
We still have to conduct business. So.
Yeah. You still have bills to pay. You still have employees to pay. You still have, things, there's dogs out there that need to be caught. There's police there's issues that the police need to address.
We have to function just like we normally do as much as we can.
Right. While at the same time being careful that for the employees' sake and the community's sake.
Community's sake, yes.
Okay. So how are you doing in all this?
I've got a busy phone and a busy email, we've got a good staff and they've done a lot of work, and our leadership in town has been very, very busy. So we're in contact all the time by phone or email.
Right.
To help make those decisions that we have to make.
Right. And I don't know if you've had the same experience, but I have done more virtual meetings in the past 2 weeks than I think I've done in the past year.
Yeah, I like to talk to people. I don't like to talk over the phone or email if I really have something serious. So, yes.
Right.
Yeah. Either that or we'll get in a room and somebody will be way across the room. So, yeah, we're trying to keep – we're still trying to function, but keep that distance between ourselves.
When you came into the studio today, I think it's the same thing. First thing I want to do is reach my hand out and shake a hand. Yeah. Even that's getting, I think I've managed it, but it's a hard habit to break.
This is a new way of communicating with people. You have to stand far away and you have to say, this is a virtual hug or handshake or whatever.
Right.
It's tough to have that habit.
Yeah. So, we pride ourselves at the board meeting, or I'm sorry, at the district of being a partner of the town and being, two vital parts of the community. And, so we appreciate, what the town is doing, and what the first responders are doing, the police. And, I know the fire department is just part of CAFM, but, boy, they've got a challenge in front of them in dealing with what's going on.
Well, and probably I can see it now that somebody gets a sniffles, they think they have COVID-19, and they're calling up the fire department. And I feel the doctors too. I just went to my doctor about 3 days ago, 4 days ago, and I'm proud of my doctor that day.
Mm-hmm.
It was. Just like they were doing regular business, other than staying any distance.
Right. And so, the things to remember, if you are sick, don't necessarily go into the hospital or go to your doctor. Call them.
Call your physician.
Right. And they will give you, they can make an appointment to get you tested, or they can have you come in the back door so that you're not, impacting other people. But before you go and expose others in a clinic or at the hospital, call, get some guidance on how to handle this. That's the best thing that you can do. If you are feeling like sick to the point where you're thinking that, you may have the virus.
Well, just because you have sniffles or allergies doesn't mean you have the virus. So please don't clog the lines and clog the hospitals with minor illnesses.
I do know that, we have 250 employees as part of the district, and our health insurance actually has a telemedicine. And they've waived the fees for that. And so our employees can actually go on your smartphone, see a doctor. You know, they'll say, put the phone up to your mouth. Let's see what's, you know, let's see what your throat's like. So they can make that assessment also on the fly. And it's quite nice because you're talking to somebody, you're seeing, you can have that two-way conversation, and they can make an assessment. Hey, you know, it looks like allergies.
You got watery eyes,
yeah.
or runny nose.
You know, it's allergy season.
It is.
You know, if anyone's seen the junipers just explode, but, yeah. You know, but it's important to make sure you make that contact before you go in if you think you have it, because it may, you know, you may save lives, and at a minimum, you may be saving people from having to undergo, you know, catching that virus.
Very important. Thank you.
Well, Daryl, I really appreciate you taking time and kind of giving us an update on what's going on with the town. It's important to get factual information, and you had mentioned that make sure, you know, question. When you think something's weird, question it, because it very well could be. Don't trust everything you read or hear, because there's information out there that is not factual. So make sure you question the source and rely on sources that you know are going to give you good information, like the town, the health department, things like that. So any last words of wisdom here, Daryl?
You know, if you have any questions from the town, we still have people available on the phones. Don't hesitate to call.
All right. Well, thanks, Daryl, for coming in. This is John Scholl. This is also KQNA's Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Okay, come on, Darby, let's go.
What a sunrise. This is Thumb Butte at its best.
We're all about bright, healthy futures at YRMC's James Family Heart Center. And our Echo Alert program is a shining example. It was designed by YRMC's innovative heart team to find heart valve disease early. That means we treat heart valve disease faster in our community, and we use the latest leading-edge procedures. In fact, the Heart Center's Echo Alert program is now a national care model. A better way to manage heart valve disease, the most advanced treatments, exceptional heart specialists, and your bright, healthy future. All at the James Family Heart Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
Augie's Restaurant supports protecting the public from COVID-19, so our restaurant will be closed for dine-in service until this health crisis is minimized. Augie's will offer takeout only for lunch from 11 to 3, dinner takeout from 3 to 6. Check out Augie's menu online at augiesprescott.com. Call 777-0330 for convenient curbside pickup, or for delivery, go to postmates.com. Thank you for your support during this difficult time. Augie's, Highway 69, Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Chino Valley Unified School District, John Scholl.
Welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town. Just a quick note, Mayor Daryl Croft mentioned how tomorrow is the town council meeting. Our next school board meeting is going to be on April 7th, and just like many of the public meetings that are happening. This is something that we're going to try to minimize the number of people that we have in the room. So our plan is to somehow stream this live. So if you are interested in the at least looking at the or watching the board meeting, that it'll be available for you. We're offering our board members that they can actually come in remotely, either on phone or via video. And you know, we still want people to see what's going on in the district, but at the same time, with the way things are, we want to kind of minimize that. So you know, it will be available for viewing. If you really feel like you need to come in, that's okay. But again, just there's a board agenda item which will be available on the district website at chinovalleyschools.com. Take a look at the agenda, see if there's something that you really need to have input on. If there is, fine, come on in. If not, we would appreciate you just maybe watching it on whatever venue that we have it available for, and that information will all be on the district website. Again, chinovalleyschools.com. We also will post that information on our Facebook page. Chino Valley Schools AZ. Make sure you have the Chino Valley Schools in Arizona. Apparently the one in California had a viral video recently about a choir that we've been getting a lot of questions about, but it's not Chino Valley, Arizona. It's Chino Valley, California. So make sure you have the correct Chino Valley Schools when you do that. So, moving on, my next guest is Ben Montgomery. Ben is our general manager for Sodexo, who is our food service contractor. So Sodexo provides all of our food service, our school meals, and so things have been busy the last week and a half. And so, Ben, welcome and thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks, John, for having me.
Yeah.
We just wanted to take this opportunity and kind of go over what we're doing.
Perfect.
Awesome. So at this point in time, just with the given situation going on, we're offering free meals to everybody that's 18 and under at Territorial Early Childhood Center. It's located at 1088 Mahan Lane in Chino Valley, Arizona. We're doing two pickup times, one in the morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., and then one in the afternoon from 11 to 1. During these pickup times, we're operating a drive-through service. And this drive-through service, it's being located in the parent pickup drop-off area. So if you're not aware of where that is, just drive on past the school and you'll see a giant pop-up tent with the Chino Valley SD logo. And you'll see that little slot and you just slide on in. Pull up to that tent and then just go ahead and place your order. Please be sure to stay in your car. We're just doing the drive-through, so as you come up, you'll order it. And we just go ahead and bring it to you. At this point in time, we're doing breakfast and lunch combos. We understand that some people may be only available at certain times during the day. So if they come in the morning, we'll give them a breakfast for that morning and then a lunch for the afternoon. And if they come in the afternoon, we'll give them a lunch and then a breakfast for the following morning. Also, something I do want to mention is please remember, just per the regulations, we're only allowed to hand out one meal for every person that's in the car that's under 18 years of age. So be sure to bring your entire family on over. We also started a new program today, which is actually pretty innovative and different. We are actually utilizing the transportation department at the school district and dropping off meals at specific bus stops located all around town. So currently we have 8 locations, and we're looking to add more based on the feedback that we get from the community. I could list all the times and the locations, but I don't know if we want to do that.
Well, where can they access all that information?
And that's my next part. So anybody who is interested in this information, please go to chinovalleyschools.com, and we have everything on there. So everybody just has to refer to the website, and that's been our main source of communication, and that's what we'll continue to update as things change.
Now, so what kind of, you know, we're doing meals, and so what kind of meals, especially like, for example, if they come in the morning and get the breakfast lunch combo, what would be an example of what they might get?
No, that's a fantastic question. We're really trying to follow the typical guidelines that we have been doing all year, so we're actually just piggybacking on the same menu that we have for the school. So during the mornings, we have a lot of different individually wrapped items. I know milk is in somewhat of an odd shortage right now, so we are offering chocolate milk and white milk as well. It comes with a juice and a fruit. And then for the lunch, we also do the same thing. We're offering a milk. So if you come and you get the combo, you have multiple milks, multiple fruits, juices, and then the entrees as well. And for lunch, we're doing everything. We're trying to keep it as normal for the kids as possible, so it's something that they're familiar with. So we're doing everything, you know, your typical hamburgers and your crispy chicken patties, to other things such as salads and whatnot.
You know, I happened to visit last Thursday, I think, mm-hmm. and they were serving hot pizza.
Yeah.
So they could get pizza in, and this was at lunchtime. They can get a slice of pizza, mm-hmm. some milk, some kind of vegetable or, you know, fruit or something.
Right.
And so that you know, went to the family. They drove off and yeah. ate it somewhere else, you know, that kind of thing. But it was neat to see. You know, what this does is a couple things. We're feeding the community.
Absolutely.
So people that would normally be – kids normally getting free and reduced lunches mm-hmm. – would get that. The thing is, this is not limited just those that are free and reduced.
That's a fantastic point, and no, it's not. It's anyone under in the community that is 18
right.
and under. So, I mean, if you have family visiting or anybody that may, you know, doesn't necessarily go to our
right.
school, maybe they go somewhere else, they are more than welcome to come.
And we don't take names. We don't write down who they are.
There's no
All we
identity.
Do is like, yeah. how many do you have? Confirm, count the number of heads in the car.
Yep.
And that's what happens.
And it's that easy. Yep.
Right. And, you know, the thing I want to stress is, you know, you had kind of alluded to this, but if they go to a different school district.
Yeah.
You know, they don't even have to, you know, they don't even have to be enrolled in Chino Valley schools.
Right.
We'll give them free meals. You know, the important thing is that we want to get out that's being stressed to us is this is a way to feed everybody.
That's right.
18 and younger,
mm-hmm.
regardless of where they go to school, what their economic situation is,
mm-hmm.
doesn't matter. Everyone's going to get fed.
That's correct. Our goal is to saturate the community as much as possible with the opportunity to grab food if
right.
they'd like to. You bet.
So, you know, that's the one thing. The other thing is we're keeping our employees.
That's right.
You know, in you know, they're getting their paychecks.
That's absolutely.
You know, the bigger that we can make this program, the more people that we'll bring back on, and
right.
and the more people that'll get paid.
Right. So
and so that's, you know, that is, it's not only helping feed people, it's helping, you know, directly, it's helping feed people indirectly
yeah.
by keeping them employed.
That's correct.
And so that's important. Now, when we were talking out in the waiting area a little bit earlier, you had mentioned some of the things that aren't yet in place,
right.
but potentially could be put in place. You
yeah.
want to maybe talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely, you bet. There's a lot of other school districts around the country that are doing this program, and we're going to attempt to launch it here. We're looking into it because the ADE just approved it. Is we were able to possibly identify certain families and give them, let's say on a Monday, give them meals for the entire week. Which is new to us because normally someone would actually have to physically, a body would have to be there for us to be able to give that person a meal. And now they're actually going this different direction just given the situation and their understanding of what some families are going through.
Right.
And this would be an opportunity for us to help them so they don't have to make a daily trip to us because transportation could possibly be an issue or just distance in general could be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So we could get it to them for the entire week so they don't have to worry about it.
Right. And that's something that we'll announce
yeah.
if it does, if and when it does happen.
Right.
It's something that we'll announce again on the website, ChinoValleySchools.com,
mm-hmm.
and our Facebook page, Chino Valley Schools AZ. And just, you know, keep that in mind. Check back every once in a while. We do have, you know, we'll talk the next segment that we talk about will be a little bit about the non-food stuff that's happening in the district, the instruction and things like that. But there's so much information on there. And, you know, Ben mentioned this is a kind of, or we talked about how these are new regulations that are coming out that are kind of really unique
Very
and
much.
Innovative.
Yeah.
We get information out. We can make a decision 1 hour, and we get new information out the next.
It's rapidly evolving and changing. It's a very fluid situation, as everybody knows.
Right.
Yeah, it's changing.
And so, you know, hopefully this will be over shortly. If not, it'll be, you know, it's something that we plan on continuing through the mm-hmm. through the duration that both the state and the federal government has really committed to allowing us to do this. And I do want to say to Ben that I really appreciate – you know, our governing board had made a decision close for a week. 2 hours later, the governor came out and said, we're closing for 2 weeks. this is a week ago yesterday.
Yeah.
We had a special board meeting and we had food service in place Monday morning. So I want to give some kudos out to Ben and his fantastic staff that, we did not miss a beat. we were coming off a spring break, so we weren't feeding people, and so that made it maybe a little bit more difficult.
We were all eager to get back.
You know, the planning was done, you know, very quickly. The implementation was done very quickly, and so it was really, you know, again, appreciate what he and his staff have done to make sure that our kids got fed with less than 24 hours notice on what was going to happen. So, you know, or, you know, they were going to feed them on Monday, but it wasn't the way that we ended up feeding them.
No, that was totally, we changed everything up. And like you said, I also would like to just give a huge thanks to the staff because they responded and they helped me get everything together immediately. And obviously without them, nothing would have been possible.
And I really think when I went and visited on Thursday, I saw in the staff, they felt pride. You know, they were very pleased to serve people. This was their contribution and to, you know, a way to address and deal with what was going on for the community, the state, and the country. This was their little part in helping to make things better.
Absolutely.
And I saw that in their smiles. I saw it in their face. I saw it in their attitude. And that was really, really neat to see how seriously they were taking this. And how important that they knew that their job was. You know, and I don't know if we mentioned it. How many meals are we serving on a daily basis?
It's going up dramatically fast.
Right.
It's over doubling every single day. And at this point, we're at about just under 400 lunches and just over 350 breakfasts at our main site. And the bus route just today was 178 breakfasts and lunches.
So we're approaching pretty close to about 1,000 meals that we are giving out to the community for these kiddos Monday through Friday.
Yes, and it's going. I'm hoping more people will utilize the program moving forward, and it's we're forecasting more. Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, if we, you know, we would love for us to have to expand this program.
Absolutely.
That, you know, we will expand as far as we need. On a normal day, we do what, maybe about 4,000 meals, breakfast and lunch.
Yeah, a little less.
Give or take 3,500. That's our normal capacity. And I don't want to even say capacity because we could probably do more. That's our normal load. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we would love to be able to feed, you know, we're at 1,000. If we got to 2,000 or 3,000, we would love to do that because it means food getting out into the community. It means that, things are, you know, kids are getting fed. It makes lives easier for parents when they know where their kids' food is coming from.
Absolutely.
And, things like that. So, you know, it's something that we are happy to do. It's something that we is our, you know, as a school district, you don't think that, well, feeding kids is what they do. It is, has been for many years. And, so we're really excited that we're able to do this. And this is our contribution to getting over this crisis to make things easier for the community.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, again, just maybe kind of go through in a minute what's available and how they can get information.
Absolutely. So free meals for everybody that is 18 and under. We're doing it at Territorial Early Childhood Center located at 1088 Mahan Lane in Chino Valley, Arizona. There's two pickup times, a morning and an afternoon. The morning is from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and then the afternoon is from 11 to 1. We're doing a drive-through process at this time, so you would just look for the Chino Valley tent. It's a big pop-up tent, and it's located by the gymnasium, which is right by the parent pickup, so you just pull in there. There are signs with arrows pointing you in the direction you need to go. There's also a cone and a sign saying, stop here, we'll get your order. Someone runs out, grabs your order, goes inside, fills it, brings it right out to you. And we're doing – if you go online to chinovalleyschools.com, you can see – the times and locations of our stop for our busing program. We're normally there at each stop. There's eight of them, and we're there for about 15 minutes. We're asking anybody who's interested to please show up a little bit early because we obviously we're on a schedule and we want to keep everything going. And just to respect the six-foot social distancing from each other. And from what I heard today, it was incredibly successful, and everybody was extremely generous and polite. And we couldn't ask for a better turnout.
And then my understanding is there's one that kind of – I know there's a route in like Chino Meadows,
correct? Yeah.
One up in Paulden.
That is correct.
And kind of one on the west side of, just to kind of give people a general idea of where they might be located.
Yeah.
And that would be kind of, let's see, that's, So like One West in Perkinsville is one of the stops, One West in Melody, that kind of thing. So, you know, and I saw some pictures today. It was kind of neat.
Yeah.
You know, people out there getting food and everything else. And so anyway, just a quick reminder, our as I mentioned at the top of this segment, our next school board meeting is on April 7th. If you please take a look at the agenda online at chinovalleyschools.com. If you are interested in an agenda item, feel free. But please, we're just trying to minimize the number of members of public. It will be live streamed in some capacity. You'll find that information on chinovalleyschools.com. And thanks, Ben, for all you're doing. Thanks for your staff for all you're doing, helping out in this crisis in the best way that Sodexo can right now. So
thank you
very much. This is KQNA's Talk of the Town, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV,
bringing family and lifestyles together.
We're excited to invite you to Waters Garden Center's 58th Spring Open House.
Last week's celebration was so fun, we decided to keep on celebrating.
We have even more spring plants to show off, new for 2020, drawings and more.
Friday's 3 o'clock garden class is titled Growing Better Peonies This Spring.
All weekend there's giveaways, access to local plant experts, and hot dogs on the grill.
Join the fun at Waters Spring Open House, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Hi, this is Roxanne from Prescott Brewing Company, and I'm here to remind you of our daily deals that run Sunday through Friday, all day, all night. And there's a different deal each day. Beers for a buck, brisket and brew, pizza and pitcher, smoked St. Louis ribstack, happy hour pricing on pints all day, all night on Thursdays. If this all sounds too fuzzy, don't have another beer, follow us on Facebook, and we post these just about every week. Prescott Brewing Company, supporting our local community since 1994, where it's always fun and friendly, brew pub style.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. We live in interesting times, and the security of knowing what's in store for us in the future is up in the air for now. However, that doesn't mean that we can't make the best of what we have. There is a silver lining under every cloud, you know. Here at Olson's in Prescott, we've been looking at ways that we can make these times easier for you, your pets, and your wild birds. That means delivering to those who can't or don't want to leave their houses for one reason or another. These days, that can mean self-quarantine, or at the very least social distancing. On a side note, did you ever think we'd be talking about this? Be that as it may, however, if pet food / wild bird delivery is a solution for you, just call 445-1664. We're offering free delivery within 10 miles of our Prescott store with orders of $25 or more. When you call, just give our associate your order, pay by credit card, and if you call before our delivery vehicle leaves, you can possibly even get your order the same day. Our mission is the health of your animals, and for us, good enough just isn't. We're waiting to hear from you.
I can't wait to get on the road again.
Spring has sprung. Lovely flowers are in bloom, and Cottonwood Area Transit is on the road again.
Ah.
Bruce, CAT is here for our community all four seasons, and that's why our ridership continues to blossom.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will even spring you to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, I sense budding travels ahead for us.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich has sent a letter to all financial and lending institutions that serve Arizona. He is requesting the companies provide temporary financial relief to customers struggling because of the coronavirus impact. Brnovich is calling on mortgage and auto lenders to waive payments for 90 days, putting them on the back end of the loan. He's calling for foreclosures and repossessions to be put on hold for 90 days and for credit card companies to cease fees and default interest rates for late payments for the next 90 days.
I am asking them to do the basic human pro-community thing, and that is working together with all of us to ensure in this times of crisis that every Arizonan can keep a roof over their head and they're not going to have to worry about their car being repossessed. I think in the long run, this will work out, and I do think that this is something that they're going to feel pressure not only from me but from other leaders as well.
Showers clearing this afternoon, chilling after bedtime to a mostly clear 33, with very windy highs near 57 tomorrow and Wednesday, breezy snow showers Thursday, and a high near only 47 Thursday and Friday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, showers dissipating with an overnight low around 38, warming to near 66 the next 2 days, scattered rain and snow showers Thursday night with Thursday and Friday highs around 55. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Chino Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
It's the $250,000 Zoom Ball Cash Giveaway, and it's bouncing into Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Saturdays in March and April from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. every hour, one lucky guest will have a chance to play Zoom Ball. Get six red balls and win $250,000 in cash. Start earning entries for your chance to win and zoom in every Saturday in March and April for the $250,000 Zoom Ball Cash Giveaway. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Hi, this is Roxanne from Prescott Brewing Company, and I'm here to remind you of our daily deals that run Sunday through Friday, all day, all night. And there's a different deal each day. Beers for a buck, brisket and brew, pizza and pitchers, smoked St. Louis rib stack, happy hour pricing on pints all day, all night on Thursdays. If this all sounds too fuzzy, don't have another beer, follow us on Facebook, and we post these just about every week. Prescott Brewing Company, supporting our local community since 1994, where it's always fun and friendly, brew pub style.
Dusty house? Hard to heat or cool rooms? Dollars lost through leaky ductwork? Have Gettles High Desert Mechanical test your home for duct leakage. When it comes to high utility bills, don't settle. Get Gettles. A simple duct seal job with AeroSeal will seal the deal and keep that cool air in your home where it belongs. Call 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's GOETTLS. The guys and gals at Gettles get it.
What I like about you.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Chino Valley Unified School District, John Scholl.
Welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town. Our focus today is on Chino Valley schools and really what are we doing during this time to help our community and to make sure our kids are continue to get educated to the under the challenging circumstances that we have. What are we doing to make sure that they are getting the education that we could possibly provide. So my next guest is Assistant Superintendent Cindy Daniels, and welcome, Cindy.
Good afternoon.
So I know today we spent several hours this morning, after several hours last week, really trying to figure out something that's unique to our district. We have some challenges that we're dealing with, but how do we educate our kids? And so why don't you talk a little bit about what's going to be happening over the next week or so internally, and then how is that going to be impact kind of what happens to the parents and the kids out into the community?
One of the things that many of us have heard about from the federal level and the state level is that, it's no big deal. We can just do online learning.
That's exactly. Yeah.
As if we could just flip that switch and magically make that happen. It's pretty interesting and unique. And someone asked me today, what did I think would be the biggest changes that came to education as a result of the current challenges that we're facing? Would there be any long-term changes? One of those that I think is a long-term change that is evident even by the way that we do things today is that rural communities don't always have reliable internet access. There are lots of areas in our communities of Chino and Paulden that don't have internet access unless it's satellite. And satellite internet is not always as reliable, especially in weather conditions. Nor do we always have families who can afford to own computers and provide technology. And I think sometimes we may misunderstand that because a student can access the internet on their phone or that they all seem to walk around with a device, that means they could do their schoolwork. Now, I know lots of people listening today probably get frustrated when they're all thumbs trying to text on a smartphone or use the index finger poke like the kids all laugh at us for doing. It's not as if you can do schoolwork on a phone. It's not as if that's a reliable and easy way to do it. We estimate that about 45% of the families in our school district either do not have internet or do not have access to computers. And so I think one of the long-term things that will come out of this is that it magnifies the difference between the haves and have-nots, if you will. Urban areas, more affluent areas can easily make the switch up, but that's not something that is easily said and done in rural communities, which comprise a large component of the state of Arizona. And so some of the things that we're doing, our administrators have been working feverishly really over this time off, if you will. I don't know that any of our administrators have probably put in more hours than they typically put in, trying to figure out and come up with some good solutions to the situation. Some of the things that we're anticipating doing, because we know some families do have access to internet, we have grade level teams and content area teams who will be getting together in very, very small groups of four or five or through virtual meetings, places like Zoom or Google Hangouts or plain old-fashioned phone calls, and deciding what we're going to do with learning, what kind of learning should take place that helps our students not have an academic setback during this time. We realize that not all parents are in a position to homeschool their students or home teach their students or facilitate lessons. Nor do we also understand that maybe a house does have a computer, but putting five kids on it all day long on one computer is probably not that pragmatic either. So our teachers will get together over the course of the next couple days to prepare some meaningful learning opportunities for students. And parents will have an opportunity to access those either very late this week or by the very latest next Monday morning. And they can access them through the internet. They'll be able to on our school district website, ChinoValleySchools.com, and then by clicking on their student's grade level or class, for example, sixth grade history. Something else that they'll be able to do is to email or telephone the school to ask to have those materials made available to them in a printed form. So they'll be able to, in some cases, have those mailed if they live remotely, and that's a better method of delivery. Or, as you heard Ben Montgomery talk about, we're having food going to bus stops. People would be able to pick up learning packets at those food drop-off locations when they pick up their meal, their lunch bags, their breakfast and lunch bags. And we'll also have those available at our grab-and-go site as well. So those are some of the things that we're doing, because our emphasis is really on shoring up good skills that students already have. But we're also going to have a series of extended learning opportunities for students who do have access to the internet, whether it's through a handheld device, such as a tablet or a smartphone, or whether they have a computer at home. Or maybe even by using the internet through their Netflix account or something like that, because there are opportunities for internet access through some of their other streaming. So those are some things that we're putting together right now. And some of those extended learning opportunities are really fun things like virtual field trips. access to the New York Public Library system, where they have 300,000 titles available for free download, some really fun STEM activities for kids, and just all different kinds of things, ideas for physical fitness activities, ideas for enhancing children's music skills or art skills while at home. And we're looking forward to really experiencing the creativity that our staff has to offer this coming week, because we have a fantastic and top-notch staff who have been already furiously working on some fun things. We have a calculus teacher who posts his lectures to YouTube, so if students are stuck on their calculus work, they'll be able to actually see him teach that lesson. So those are some of the academic things that we have planned, and we encourage parents to watch the website. We've been very diligent about making autodialer calls to families so they and so we can direct them when something changes back to the website for them for the most recent information. And we publish all our notifications and make our calls to our families who are both English speakers and Spanish speakers in their home language.
Yeah, and one of the things I know you had mentioned how it can be unaffordable for some families to get internet access, or they may not have the devices. For those that may have a device and not the internet access, all of our schools, you can actually park in the parking lot, and we're making that available during non-office hours, and we'll talk a little bit about what those are later, where you can just park outside the district office, for example, on Center Street and Highway 89, get access to the guest network that the district offers. And if you have a tablet or your handheld, you can download, or even a computer, you can download things off the school district website and utilize our free internet for you. Also, the public libraries up in Paulden, I believe they have it. I do know they have it at the town complex for the town of Chino Valley library. You can just park outside and have access to their free internet to download the things off the website and then maybe print them at home if you have a printer. That's the idea if you can. But also, if you can't, we want to still make sure that we provide instruction that can be done completely offline, and we will provide that information for you. The other thing I want to mention, we're getting real short, is about a minute, talking about time of instruction. Kids are at school for 6 hours a day, and what would that maybe relate to at home if they were doing exactly what they do at school, and how maybe what that might be actually look like in these times?
And I would say, well, a couple things. I'm sort of envisioning our school parking lots looking like drive-up movie theaters of the old days. So you got to stay in your car and maintain social distance. However, learning time, I would say most student work could be done in about 3 hours a day. So the things that we'll be making available for students could be done in 2 or 3 hours. And one of the really cool things that our staff will be doing is creating a schedule for the day that, just to give parents an idea, not something that we expect to be followed, you know, completely or like robots, but to give you an idea about ways that you can break up that learning time, help keep kids fresh. Because remember, during the school day, a lot of our time we have some recess time, we're lining up, we're going to lunch together, we're doing lots of things that take a little bit more time when you do them as a group than when you do them alone. One of the biggest things every single family can do is let their kids ease into the day and start their day with some silent reading, or have your younger kids read aloud to you. They could even read the back of the cereal box to you. But those are things that reading is a great skill for every kid to practice every single morning.
And we've about a minute left. I know that there's you're also heavily involved in the Chino Valley Education Foundation, and maybe talk a little bit about that.
One of the things that the foundation is in the process of doing is we have done a large-scale food collection, and the foundation sponsors our weekend meal bags for students. We had volunteers come in last Thursday and still pack those weekend meal bags for kids, and they were able to do door-to-door delivery for our students who may not have enough to eat. So between what we're able to do through our food service and what we're able to do in those weekend meal bags, that has been a real blessing to families. And we anticipate also continuing that again this week. We've had lots of partners in that, including many, many churches in our area. If I tried to name them, I would leave somebody out. But I can't even begin to tell you, we had people drop off a meal in a bag in case we have emergency calls from people who are really struggling to make ends meet when they're out of work. And the foundation has been really instrumental in helping get those efforts and those things to families.
And one last pitch I want to make is the foundation is a charitable tax credit organization, which means up through April 15th, I understand taxes have been extended to July 15th, but the tax credit has not. You can donate $400 if you file singly, or $800 if you file jointly, and that money is used directly to feed the families in Chino Valley that are the most needy. So that can be done for, another 3 weeks. And that is done through the district office. And we are going to be open starting Monday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Or you can call 636-2458 and talk to Karen. And she can make sure that she tells you how you can get that money to the foundation to help us in that program.
And you can call in and make those donations. We have that capacity. And that's in addition to any tax credit donation you make to a school. So you can actually do both.
Well, thank you, Cindy, for being here. Really appreciate it. And again, pay attention to the school district website, chinovalleyschools.com, along with the Chino Valley Schools Facebook page. This is KQNA's Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Augie's Restaurant supports protecting the public from COVID-19, so our restaurant will be closed for dine-in service until this health crisis is minimized. Augie's will offer takeout only for lunch from 11 to 3, dinner takeout from 3 to 6. Check out Augie's menu online at augiesprescott.com. Call 777-0330 for convenient curbside pickup, or for delivery, go to postmates.com. Thank you for your support during this difficult time. Augie's, Highway 69, Frontier Village.
Are you ready for the 2020 census? This is Prescott Valley Council member Don Packard, and the census matters to everyone who cares about the quality of life in Prescott Valley. Census data gets used by businesses to make investments, decisions, and create jobs. Prescott Valley's state shared revenue depends on you. Be sure you count for Prescott Valley. Look for your census notification in March 2020. Participation is easy. Say, I count for Prescott Valley.
If you haven't responded to the Prescott Valley 2020 U.S. Census, don't worry. You can do it right now. In fact, you'll be getting a reminder postcard in the mail shortly. You can stand up and be counted for Prescott Valley by phone or online. It's easy, and no census taker will visit. Of course, you can also respond to the 2020 Census in person at the Prescott Valley Library during normal business hours. Look for the reminder postcard in the mail and make sure you get counted for Prescott Valley in the 2020 Census.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Chino Valley Unified School District, John Scholl.
Thank you very much for staying tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town. Thanks also go out to Daryl Croft, mayor of Chino Valley, Ben Montgomery, who is the general manager for Sodexo Food Service for Chino Valley Schools, and Chino Valley Schools assistant superintendent Cindy Daniels. For more information, go to the district website at chinovalleyschools.com or on Facebook. Thanks again for staying tuned. This is 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employers, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.